I told you that today we celebrate what is called Gaudete Sunday, Rejoice Sunday, Sunday of Rejoicing. And it is a rejoicing theme. That first lesson we read today was the notion, it was a hymn of rejoicing, a hymn of rejoicing. And we had the hymn at the very end of that third chapter of Zephaniah, because just before then, he had said that the people would return after the exile. The people would return and there would be a remnant who would be filled with the Holy Spirit. Okay? That's why we rejoice today, that remnant that will return. Now, when I was a kid, junior high, senior high, those years. When I was a kid, my dad was a small contractor. He built and remodeled homes, redid kitchens, bathrooms, added rooms on, that sort of thing. I thus came of age in a world of construction. The people who filled my world were men from the lumber yard, sheetrock men, plumbers, painters, carpet installers, bricklayers. These people filled my world, especially in the summertime when I had to work with my dad. They filled my world, and I remember so much of what they said and how they acted and all that sort of thing. Now, in this world that was mine, this world that they filled, in this world, a remnant was something altogether useless. Every building site I was ever on was littered, literally, with remnants of carpets, all sizes, none of them any good at all to the merchant who sold them. Nor really were the larger pieces that he took back to the store with him. They were good to him only by a kind of intricate sleight of hand that he would work upon them. What I mean is, through a buyer's need, the seller could get something out of a useless piece of carpet, right? If the buyer needed something, if he needed a certain size, the seller could get something out of that. Through a kind of a wink and a nod, the seller got a few bucks, and the buyer, he got a bargain. Consenting adults in a game with the useless, both went away happy. You understand that? That was a remnant in Pittsburgh, Kansas, of the USA when I was growing up. Not so in Jerusalem of Israel in the time of Zephaniah. Not so at all. In the Old Testament times, the remnant, far from being a useless piece, the remnant was a valuable piece. A valuable piece indeed. It was eminently useful in the minds, the ways, the thoughts, the feelings of the Hebrew people. It was eminently useful, the remnant was. It was the pick of the litter. It was the prize of the lot. It was the bearer of the authentic Jewish tradition. It carried forth that tradition in living minds and living hearts. It wasn't just written in a book. It was written on the hearts. It was written in the actions. in the attitudes, in the feelings of the Hebrew people. A remnant carried forward that tradition in that way. All Hebrews longed to be a part of that remnant. They yearned to be a part of that remnant. Why? Zephaniah tells us why in the lesson today, the first reading today. They yearned to be a part of that remnant because it was a holy thing, a holy remnant. Zephaniah called it that. And in his day, and even down to our day, it remains that. It is holy, that remnant. The remnant that I called you at the outset of the Mass. But Zephaniah goes on to say something else. And this is what I mean when I told you at the outset of the Mass that it's very complicated, this notion. Zephaniah went on to say that it cannot become holy, that remnant. It can't really become holy. You cannot become holy. We, you and I, we cannot become holy unless we undergo conversion. There's a price to be paid. That's the buyer and the merchant winking and nodding at one another. There's a price to be paid if we want to become holy. If we want to know the joy that's part of this day, there's a price to be paid. You are to do no wrong, Zephaniah says to his people. Simple, straightforward, one-syllable words. You are to do no wrong if you want to be a part of that remnant, if you want to be holy. You are to do no lying, Zephaniah says to his people. You can't be a part of the remnant if you lie. You can't be a part of the remnant if you steal, if you cheat. There's a price to be paid to be a part of the remnant. You are to be different. It comes to this. You are to be different, totally different from your fellows, those who do wrong, those who do lie, those who do cheat, those who do steal. You are to be different, totally different from them. This is echoed in the gospel when John the Baptist tells the crowds what they cannot do. He takes after the police. He takes after the scribes and the Pharisees. He tells them in blunt language what they can and cannot do, what they should and should not do. There's a price to be paid to belong to the remnant. And this is echoed in the gospel when John tells the crowd about the one who is to come. That marvelous image of the one who is to come. He will baptize you in the Spirit and in fire. Fire is judgment. We can become holy and thus a part of the remnant only if the Lord renews us, as Zephaniah said in that hymn of joy. We can become holy and thus a part of the remnant only if the Lord baptizes us in spirit and in fire, as St. Luke said toward the end of the gospel. This day, Gaudete Sunday, Joy Sunday. If you really look at it and step away from the surface, the trivial side of it, if you look at it carefully, it's a mix, a very strange mix of suffering and of joy. Suffering and joy. And understand it well. It is a day of joy. It can only be a day of joy because it is a day of suffering. They go together. They are sides of a coin. They are gloves that match. It is a day of joy because it is a day of suffering. Why suffering? Because of the demands it makes upon us. It demands that we let go of our faults and our defects. Let go of those things that are wrong, those things that partake of the lie. Let go of those things to which we are so utterly, utterly attached. It hurts to let go of those things. It doesn't feel good to let go of those things. It's suffering. And that's the very thing. The hurt, the not feeling good, the suffering, that's the very thing that makes for the joy. Why? Because it leads you away from lying. It leads you away from stealing, from cheating. It leads you away from all those wrong things that Zephaniah railed against. A day of joy because a day of suffering. That's our day today. That's what the lessons tell us today. Or what they really tell us is, it can be such a day if we step forward to cooperate with this word addressed to us. So I ask you this morning, do you hear in those lessons read, do you hear the call to change your ways? I ask you this morning, will you heed the call to change your life? Will you do what you hear and become what you do? That's the powerful message of the readings today. Will you do what you hear and become what you do? The choice is yours. It's always yours. The Lord doesn't impose, the Lord invites. The choice